Yo, what up? Yo, this is Ghostface. You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5. Y'all know what it is. One. With coke and a dollar bill stems and crack.
Good Sunday morning, everyone. It's 9 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. on Sunday, October 2nd, 2016. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tusk Free Farm Radio. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, another edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the conversation, you need to call our new number, which is 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-WMFO. If you like numbers, it's 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Certainly love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the woods. That number again, 1-855-915-WMFO. Be right back. Okay, 11 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 and FM dial. We're on the internet, www.wmfo.org. And we multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. You can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org. Okay, let's get right into Major League Baseball. Yesterday in the senior circuit, the Mets 5 and the Phillies 3. The Cardinals 4 and the Pirates, zip. The Nationals 2 and the Marlins 1. The Giants 3 and the Dodgers zip. The Reds 7 and the Cubs 4. The Brewers 4 and the Rockies 3. That game went 10 innings. And the Diamondbacks 9 and the Padres 5. Over in the junior circuit, the Yankees 7 and the Orioles 3. Cleveland 6 and the Royals 3. Blue Jays 4 and the Red Sox 3. The Twins 6 and the White Sox zip. The Rays 4 and the Rangers 1. The Astros 3 and the Angels zip. The A's 9 and the Mariners 8. That game went 10 innings. And in the intra-league game, the Braves 5 and the Tigers 3. In the Red Sox game, Dustin Pedroia went 0-4. He also got a walk. He's hitting .320 on the season. Xander Bogaerts went 0-2. Scored a run. He had two walks. He's hitting .293. David Ortiz went 1-2 with a walk. He's hitting .317. Shaw came in and pinch ran for him. And he went 0-1. He's hitting .242. Mookie Betts went 2-4. Scored two runs. He's hitting .320 on the season. He and Dustin Pedroia tied for second place in the American League in batting. But they're about 16 points behind Altuve. With one game to play, I don't think they're going to make it. But anyway, fantastic seasons anyway for Dustin and Mookie. Hanley Ramirez went 0-2 with two walks. He's hitting .286. Young went 1-3 with two RBIs. He's hitting .272. Whole pinch hit for him. He went 0-1. He's hitting .259. Jackie Bradley Jr. went 0-4. He's hitting .268 on the season. Hill went 0-3. He's hitting .218. Benintendi pinch hit for him. He went 0-1. He's hitting .301. Christian Vasquez caught. He went 1-3. He's hitting .227. Hernandez pinch hit for him. He went 0 for 1. He's hitting 294. Erod started for the Red Sox. He went 5 innings, gave up 3 hits, 3 runs, all of them earned. He walked 5, however. Bad night pitching out there. Raining virtually all night long. Struck out 9, however, and his ERA is down to 4.71. Bonds went 1 inning, gave up a hit and a walk. His ERA is 4.07. Kelly went 2 innings, 4 strikeouts. And no runs, no hits. His ERA is down to 5.18. Kimbrell came in, pitched the 9th inning, gave up the winning run on a wild pitch, I believe. Gave up 1 hit, no runs. He gave up, pitched 1 inning, gave up 1 hit and a run. It was earned. He walked 1. His ERA is 3.40, and his average, his record for the season is 2-6 on the season. Guess that could be also a blown save as well. But anyway, Red Sox have one more game to play. They still have an opportunity. Excuse me. They still have an opportunity to finish with a better record than Cleveland. They won't finish with a better record than the Rangers, who are 2 games up on them and only 1 game left to play. Cleveland is half a game ahead of the Red Sox for the best record. And they have 2 games left to play, perhaps. If the Red Sox lose and Cleveland wins, then the series starts in Cleveland. Red Sox win and Cleveland wins, then the Cleveland got to play that extra game that was rained out. Over the National League, the Nationals 94-67. The Mets clinched. They are in the wild card. The Cubbies 102-58, best record in baseball. The Cardinals are battling still for a wild card spot. The Dodgers 91-70 out west, with the Giants 5 games back. But the Giants are battling with the Cardinals, for a wild card spot. So, playoffs will begin on Tuesday with the American League wild card game. And on Wednesday, it would be the Giants or the Cardinals at the Mets, depending upon who wins the wild card there. And if you want to look beyond that, then wild card play. On Thursday, the Red Sox will be playing Cleveland, whether it be here or in Cleveland. The location is still to be decided. And the American League wild card winner, who could be either the Blue Jays or the Orioles, who are tied at 88-73, will play at Texas. And on Friday, the Red Sox Cleveland game 2, and the American League wild card winner at Texas game 2. And over in the National League will be the Dodgers or the Nationals with a wild card at the Cubs. So there's still some positions to be determined as far as wild cards are concerned. So going down to the final day of the season, we'll see. And we may have an extra game in Cleveland as well because of a game that was rained out. 418 here on WFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial, on the internet, www.wmfo.org. Multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, YouTube. I'm your host, Donnie Brown. On this Sunday, first Sunday in October, the second 2016 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the conversation, you have to give me a call. 855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-WMFO. Like I said, if you like numbers, it's 1-855-915-9636. Be back.
Hi, I'd like to apply for a student loan.
Wonderful. We just need to verify that you've registered with Selective Service.
But I haven't registered.
Oh.
Hi, I'd like to sign up for a job training program.
Fantastic! This program is great for learning the skills that help you get a good job. Let's just check to make sure you've registered with Selective Service.
Well, I haven't registered.
Oh.
Thank you for letting me interview for this government job. I'm really excited about working here.
Well, yes, but your records indicate that you're not registered with Selective Service. I'm sorry.
Young men who fail to register with Selective Service can find a lot of doors closed to them. The law requires that all men register with Selective Service within 30 days of their 18th birthday. If you don't, you lose your right to receive student loans and job training, and you're shut out of federal employment. Don't close the doors to your future. Register with Selective Service online at www.sss.gov or at your post office.
And this is brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. Just wondering, since women are holding different positions in the military, if the women have to register, well, why not the women have to register at 18, after 18? Good question. 425 here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting and iTunes.com, radio and YouTube. I'm here with Donnelly Brown on this Sunday, October the 2nd. Remember, got to say October now. October the 2nd, 2016 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sport, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in the conversation. You just have to give me a call, 851-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-WMFO. I was going to consider talking, maybe we'll do it a little bit later on in the program if we have time. Who should be on the Red Sox playoff roster? I saw some interesting stats along those lines, and some things I disagreed with. So, anyway, we'll see what happens if we don't get a chance. Who the guy who had the right to decide, I guess, Farrell and Dombrowski, will make those decisions. So let's just move on now to college football. On Thursday night, Houston defeated UConn 42-14. And on Friday, Washington upset Stanford. Washington was ranked number 10, Stanford ranked number 7, and Washington pounded them 44-6. And yesterday, Alabama 34, Kentucky 6. Ohio State 58, Rutgers zip. Clemson upset. Clemson ranked number 5, defeated Louisville ranked number 3, 42-36. And the star quarterbacks, can't blame it on them. Deshaun Watson went 20 for 31 in passing, 306 yards and 5 TDs. Not bad. Lamar Jackson for Louisville, he had 31 carries, 162 yards rushing, and 2 TDs rushing. I don't have his stats on how many he passed, but he didn't pass enough. It must have been an exciting game, however. 42-36. Michigan 14, Wisconsin 7. Lots closer, probably, than the score seems, because I saw a little bit of that game. And Michigan missed 3, count them, 3 field goals. Texas A&M 24, South Carolina 13, Tennessee 34, Georgia 31. Another upset. North Carolina, who was unranked, defeated Florida State, who was ranked number 12, 37-35. Baylor 45, Iowa State 42, Miami 35, Georgia Tech 21, Nebraska 31, Illinois 16. Mississippi 48, Memphis 28. In upset. Unranked Indiana defeated number 17, Michigan State, 24-21. That was an overtime game. Another upset. California, who was unranked, defeated Utah, ranked number 18, 28-23. And another upset, South Alabama unranked, defeated San Diego State, who was ranked number 19, 42-24. In a cupcake game, Arkansas 52, Alcorn State 10. Upset. Oklahoma, unranked, defeated TCU, ranked number 21, 52-46. Another upset, Oklahoma State, unranked, defeated Texas, ranked number 22, 49-31. Florida 13, Vanderbilt 6. And Boise State 21, Utah State 10. So there you go. 429 here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 in your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org. I'm your host, Donnie Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in the conversation. Just have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-WMFO. I'll be back. We'll be right back.
There's a threat targeting America. One that's growing fast, but may still be hard to see. Lyme disease. Spread by tiny ticks, often smaller than the head of a pin, this dangerous disease is now more widespread than West Nile, tuberculosis, and HIV/AIDS combined. And if left untreated, it can lead to arthritis, facial paralysis, and even memory and concentration problems, often called brain fog. As the threat of Lyme disease grows to more than 300,000 projected cases each year, it's time for us to target Lyme disease. That means checking for ticks when you've been outside, even in your own backyard. It means seeing a doctor if you experience the symptoms of Lyme disease, which can include joint pain, flu-like symptoms, fever, fatigue, or sometimes a bullseye-shaped rash. Set your sights on stopping Lyme. Learn how you can target Lyme disease at targetlyme.org.
And the message is brought to you by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:35 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm host Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the conversation, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-WMFO. Okay, WNBA. The Sparks are leading the Sky 2-0. And that's the best 3 out of 5 series. And the Lynx lead the Mercury 2-0. That's also a best 3 out of 5. So it looks like we're heading for a Lynx and Sparks finals in the WNBA. In the Ryder Cup, the U.S. has a 3-point lead going into the final rounds today. And I don't know who the pairings are, what the pairings are. Supposedly it's the U.S. series to lose, because they should hold on to their standings. It's 4:36 here on WMFO in Medford. I saw a little bit of the Celtics in the Celtics. Yeah, it was the Celtics and the Celtics team scrimmage yesterday. No, that was Friday. And I was switching back and forth between the Red Sox plans for David Ortiz and the things they were doing to honor him. And so I didn't see all of it, but and they weren't announcing. They were just talking, rambling on about the team. So I couldn't give you much of much insight. And there were no scores in the papers the next day, so couldn't any stats, so I couldn't tell you what happened to who did what. But right off now, off the top of my head, it looks like to me the starting front court for the Celtics will be probably Amir Johnson at center, Al Horford at power forward, and Crawford at small forward. And the backcourt looks like Isaiah Thomas and Avery Bradley. Now, it gets interesting when we go beyond that. I would say right now it looks like Terry Rozier is the backup point guard, and Marcus Smart would be playing shooting guard, although he isn't that much of a shooter yet. He hasn't, but he does so many other things. That'll give them, some real good solid defense. And he'll get his points going to the basket and other things as well. Now, back of small forward, I really don't know. We brought back Green. And Jaylen Brown, also, the rookie, should be in the contest for backup small forward. And they probably, flip-flop them in and out, putting more pressure on the other team, hopefully, defensively. Gerald can score. He didn't play because he's suffering from a hip pointer. I don't know how long that's going to keep him out. They were optimistic he'd be back within a few days, but what little bit I know about hip pointers, it may take a while. So Jaylen Brown could be the number one guy And we also have Young coming back. This will be his third year, but he's still the second youngest player on the club. and supposedly he's gotten stronger, and he has a better grip on the offensive and defensive schemes. And so he could be a potential contender. Like I said, in the game, scrimmage game, I couldn't, they weren't calling out plays and who did what. And so I didn't see what Hunter was doing and a few other people, who were on the fringes. But I would assume that at small forward coming off the bench, a small forward would be Brown or Green. At power forward coming off the bench, that's going to be interesting. I didn't see the rookie from last year doing much. But that doesn't mean that he wasn't out there and doing stuff. But he had a great year at, I can't think of his name right now off the top of my head. But he had a great year at NBADL. And the other guy that we retained is not a power forward, really. He's about 6'10", but he's at a small forward type game. But Kelly Olynyk, who also didn't play, he probably is going to be the backup at power forward with Tyler Zeller, the backup at center. So they're still, and they have some. They have the point guard from Notre Dame who looked pretty good in the summer league, and he may go. To the minors. They have Bentil from Providence. He may go to NBADL. He's a small forward, power forward type player. So it's going to be interesting. Someone said that in a recent poll of sports writers, the Celtics were picked as the fourth best team in the NBA. Now, that's hard for me to comprehend. Number one would obviously be the Cavaliers. Number two, the Golden State Warriors. Number three, San Antonio, possibly. Milwaukee has a very good ball club. Although Chris Middleton, their number one scorer, is out with a knee injury for, I don't know, probably the entire season. Most of the season, anyway. So anyway, it looks like it's going to be a very interesting season. The Indiana Pacers may have improved. Toronto is still in the mix somewhere. So, basketball season, all you basketball fans. Perhaps I'll have more information next week if I have time to dissect what's going on out there. And I'll be able to give you hopefully some more factual information. It's 4:42 here on WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial. On the internet, www.wmfo.org. Multicasting and iTunes.com, radio and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, this Sunday, October the 2nd, 2016 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the conversation, you need to call our new number, which is 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-WMFO. I'll be back.
this close. After immunizing more than 2 billion children, Rotary Club members are this close to wiping polio from the face of the earth. But we need your help. Thanks to an historic matching grant from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, every dollar Rotary raises will work twice as hard to protect children against polio forever. This is an opportunity to end polio now. Visit rotary.org/endpolio. Rotary, humanity in motion.
And that message brought to you by your friends here at WMFL, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. National Football League. I went 12-4 last week. My record is 34-14. I didn't get any update stats from my statistician, so we're going to tear up his contract and point him toward the door. And so I don't know what anybody else did, but I was tied for first place going into last week's, and we'll see if anybody caught me or passed me. So we have to wait and see what happened. I can't report what happened, but as far as the Patriots are concerned, with the extra time that we have had now, since we played a Thursday game last week, and we had the extra time now to get ready for the Buffalo coming in, let's look at the Patriots. Everybody's guessing what's going to happen. I would assume that since Brissett played so well and his injury is less stressful, I believe, than that of Garoppolo, since they were both at practice and no one saw them throwing that much. Belichick kept that part private, which is, not anything wrong with that. But I just believe that Brissett will probably be one to start. That's the one who I would start. And if there is any difficulty, and I don't see why there should be with the Bills, who have no real passing game, that you have to say, oh, wow, we got to watch out for their passing game. That our defense will shut them down fairly well. Tyrod Taylor is a threat with his feet as well as with his arm. But if we can maintain coverage on his wide receivers, we should be able to, hold him. Now, we got they got LeSean McCoy as well. So that's their main offense. So those two guys, we should be able to shut both of them down. And should be a fairly easy win for the Patriots. But there were some other games that went awry last week, like Philadelphia pounding the Steelers. Like, who would ever have thought of that? But anyway, that's the way that goes. But anyway, I'm looking for the Patriots to pull it out. I'm looking for Brissett to start. And next week, Brady is back. And he'll have two, fairly healthy subs just in case he's a little rusty. Ninkovich is also coming back, I believe. I haven't heard much since he hadn't been around. They haven't had to give a report about his injury. But I'm assuming he's going to be back. And from what I understand, the last practice, everybody was on the field. Another good move that the Patriots made was that we picked up a defensive lineman from the Cleveland Browns. And we released Anthony Johnson, who was a terror during preseason. And he slipped through, and so we re-signed him and put him back on our taxi squad. Whatever they call it, I call it the taxi squad. But anyway, he's back with the reserves. And so we haven't lost him. So we are still very, 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 very deep. Like I said to I think one of my sons, that is probably the deepest Patriots team in my recollection as following the Patriots ever. And that's saying something. When I'm saying deep, not only they have players, but they have quality players. And I'm looking forward to them pounding on Buffalo and the Ryans. I don't care what they did to the Cardinals. I think the Cardinals were still having a leftover problem after they couldn't beat us. 4:52 here on WMFO. So let me give you my picks for this week. And here again, I always caution, don't bet. You better not bet, because we had so much trouble picking just the winners that go with the points, you're also going to be at a disadvantage. On Thursday, Cincinnati defeated Miami, and I had them. And so that adds one more game to my illustrious record. And I think everybody else, as I saw some of the picks coming in, had Cincinnati as well. Okay, today I've got Indianapolis over Jacksonville. That game being played in London. And I just have to wonder, do the British really care about American football? I got the Cleveland Browns as an upset pick over Washington. Cleveland did some wildcat stuff last week and kept themselves in the game after I was bad-mouthing them as being such a terrible representative of some people named Brown. But I think that they're going to upset the Washington team. I got the Patriots over Buffalo. Supposedly Russell Wilson's going to play on a bad sprained knee, so I'll take them over the Jets, who've been looking terrible. Got Carolina over Atlanta. I think they're going to bounce back. I don't know what the problem has been, but anyway, I'm taking Carolina over Atlanta. I got Detroit over Chicago. Watt's out for the rest of the year for Texas, Houston, but I'm taking them over Tennessee. And I don't even know who their backup quarterback is. Is it Boyer? Moyer? Anyway. Oakland over Baltimore. Impress, another upset. Here's another upset. I'm picking Tampa Bay over Denver. I got Dallas over San Francisco. San Diego over New Orleans. New Orleans is in a deep slump. I got Arizona bouncing back over the Rams. And Pittsburgh bouncing back over Kansas City. And in the Monday night game, I got the Giants over the Vikings. How about the Vikings? Vikings lose their starting quarterback. They lose their starting running back. And they're still undefeated. I guess you can say on any given Sunday in the NFL. But anyway, I'm looking for bounce back. 4:55 here on WMFO in Medford. I said earlier I was going to go off the top of my head with the Red Sox roster for the playoffs. And I guess it boils down primarily to the pitching staff. Hanley Ramirez, Dustin Pedroia, Xander Bogaerts. And third base is a question, but I would say Brock Holt. They were talking about Pablo Sandoval making an appearance. I don't know about that. Sandy Leon, catching. And I guess here is where I would make my first major change. Christian Vasquez is the backup catcher. I think Christian Vasquez will hit as much as Hannigan or Holiday. And he's your future. And so, therefore, you want to see what he's going to do in, you know, in a playoff World Series, hopefully, type atmosphere. So that's six players right there. In the outfield, Benintendi and Young in left field. Jackie Bradley Jr. in center, Mookie Betts in right. So that gives us 10 players right there. Travis Shaw off the bench, that's 11. I guess we have to put Hill. That's 12. He hasn't hit that much, but he's a right-handed bat against that we can use against left-handed pitchers. And he's certainly got a good glove, so that's 12. Now the question is, how many pitchers are we going to carry? Well, we've got Porcello, 13. Price, 14. Buckholz, 15. Rodriguez, 16. Kimbrel, 17. Urihara, 18. My pick is Albarnes, 19. Ross, 20. Kelly, 21. Tazawa, 22. And the others, we got three more spots, and I'm not sure if we want to go with another. Oh, catcher, we got to have another catcher. Oh, maybe, no, we don't. I said Vasquez. So, there are three spots. Like I said, I'll work off the top of my head. Since we didn't work it out on the paper, I can't really give you those other three. But we'll see how close I came. Next week, we'll examine what I did. It's 4:58 here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 in the FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org. Multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org. I'm your host, Donnie Brown, putting the wraps on this Sunday, October the 2nd, 2016 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Be back next Sunday, 4 a.m. or thereabouts, with another edition. And we'll see how we do from here. Okay, stay tuned. Sounds of Praise, more great gospel music, new music, top hits of the year 2016, and local artists as well. You don't want to miss it. Stay tuned.